It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
And we welcome you to this edition of Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. We're going to talk more farming today. It is Iowa Soybean Association Day this month on Central Iowa Today. And I think we're going to have a fun conversation and an informative one. Joining us is Pat Merkin, who is a farmer in the Story City area. Pat, it's great to have you on. Thanks for making the time for us.
Well, and thanks for the invitation. I really enjoy representing farmers.
Well, and you've got a lot to represent because, the information that was shared with me says you are one of the smallest farmers in the area, yet it says you grow soybeans and corn and cover crops, and you're into conservation practices and whatever niche you can find. So the general question to begin with, how are things going right now?
Well, Ken, right now there's a concern, and there's been a concern for the last month about drought. Mm-hmm. And we received some rain last week in my area, which is west of Story City, but by no means sufficient rain to carry us through very long. I went out and did a soil test with my hands the other day, and the soil is very dry, very crumbly, somewhat similar to starting to get this consistency of sand, which is what we don't want to have.
Oh, yeah. So has that had an adverse effect yet on what you've planted, or is it still too early for that?
Well, I see a reduced amount of growth, especially in my soybeans. Normally, I plant a soybean that gets pretty tall. And I like to have a tall soybean and many, many pods. And I see that it appears to be the soybeans are about 2 to 3 inches shorter than they normally would be this time of year. And they're not that really nice, deep green, glowing color like they should be. They have kind of a stressed out look to them. And the corn is the same way. Mm-hmm. It's behind. It's beginning the tasseling process, so we really need moisture urgently to support the growth during the tasseling process and the formation of the ears. So we really desperately need moisture.
Yeah, you and everybody else right now. Maybe we will get some today. We just don't need, as we've talked about on our radio station this morning, we don't need 3 to 6 inches within an hour or two. We need to get it spread out a little bit.
And some associates of mine over in the Ogden area, unfortunately, experienced hail in the last week, and we definitely don't need that either.
No, we don't. Well, you know, in looking at some of the background notes that were passed along to me, I know that one of the notes says you are passionate about soil health. How important is the soil? I mean, everything comes out of the soil, so yeah, it's important. But what is it about the soil that continues to interest you and provide you with such passion?
Well, many, many years ago, my Aunt Donna and my grandfather and my dad all told me that soil health was the key to success. And overworking the ground was not going to lead to success. So 12 years ago, before it was fashionable, I started planting cover crops because I believe that was the way to improve the soil health, and it worked. And for the last 12 years, we've seen our soils change to a more garden-like consistency, and there's a lot more organic matter in it, and we've been able to reduce our nitrogen application by pounds per acre over these 12 years by 35 pounds per acre. So we're actually using less fertilizer and getting a better yield.
Wow, that's interesting. Hey, you know, well, we've had some other folks on, obviously, who are into soil conservation and with the cover crops and everything. But let me go back a little bit farther. Did you grow up on a farm?
Yes, I grew up on a farm, and It's interesting you asked about that because this was a family farm. I'm a fourth-generation Iowa farmer, and we didn't have enough help, which sometimes happens to family farms. So at the age of 8, my grandfather put wooden blocks on the pedals of his Super M Farmall so I could reach them, because he needed a baler tractor driver, and I was the only one available.
That's a great story.
I started doing that at the age of 8, and he was very handy with leather, and he took some leather harness and strapped the 2x4 blocks and formed them to the pedals, and it worked out really good, and he was very kind to me, because as an 8-year-old, I am absolutely sure I wasn't the best tractor driver, so he had to put up with me, too.
Well, and I know that, you have spent time in the Philippines as a Peace Corps volunteer. You're bilingual. You speak Spanish. You're nationally ranked in Taekwondo, and you told me you spent 40 years with John Deere while still doing farming. Do you ever sleep?
My wife asked me that. she always has stood by my side throughout all these years, and I have to really, really put in a positive plug for her, because for 9 years when we were working our niche market and baling small square bales of straw, we didn't have any money for another driver, so she drove the baler. And she never complained, and she was not in an air-conditioned cab. And driving a baler can be a real test of a couple's marriage, let me tell you. And it was, but she, everything turned out positive, and she was just wonderful. She claims that I raise flat tires in the spring and the fall. And she'll always come to my rescue if I have a flat on the road or in the field or something like that. And so I've got the best one I can find, I think.
Well, that sounds great. Well, kudos to both of you as far as that goes. When it comes to crops, we were talking before you went on the air and said you're always looking for a niche and all that, because you don't have the biggest farm in the area. Is there one particular crop that you favor over another?
Well, unfortunately, I had to quit raising it, and because I ran out of labor. And for 19 years, we raised oats. And we found a niche market in the selling seed oats back to the supplier, number one. And number two, we raised Iowa Crop Improvement Association weed-free straw. And because of that weed-free designation, we are able to market our straw very effectively, and we are able to get a very good return on that straw. So actually, we made more money on the straw than we did on the oats.
Wow. That's great. Now, I know that that our shared colleague, Katie James, with the Iowa Soybean Association, who does marketing and some things for that association, has apparently kind of taken you under her wing and is trying to turn you into a social media star. Tell me about that.
Well, I've been with the Iowa Soybean Association Communication Squad for a little over 2 years now. And I'm 66 years old, so I wasn't born with an iPad in my hand. I started with IBM punch cards with John Deere. And to give you an age of the computer. So Katie has kind of taken me under her wing and done a wonderful job of both motivating me and transforming me into more of a social media person. And I now have my own Instagram account. I have my own YouTube account. And I shoot videos with a movie camera on a tripod out in my machine shed on a regular basis.
So what are some of the topics you've talked about so far? I mean, for some of us, and I admit this all the time, I'm just a big city boy at heart whose father was in the packing plant business, but setting up a tripod in your machine shed doesn't sound too exciting to some of us who may not be familiar with that. What kind of videos have you done so far?
Well, being a small farmer, my newest piece of farm machinery is a 1981 John Deere 4640.
Mm.
So my nickname in the neighborhood is Antique Acres. And so what I do is I do a lot of videos on maintenance and doing regular maintenance to machinery. And I also repurpose and remake machinery from what it is currently into what I need to have it be. And, for example, I have taken two machines and repurposed them into cover crop machines because I couldn't afford to buy the machines. So I repurposed other machines, and now I seed and do my cover crop process in one trip.
Wow. You're into more conservation than just the land, then, the way it sounds.
Yes, we are into conservation of everything. And for example, when we get done with repurposing a machine, we haul all the steel on a trailer back to the steel recycler for usage. We don't waste anything. I was taught that by my grandfather, and I continued in that process.
You know, you mentioned being on the communication squad for the Iowa Soybeans Association. What have you learned the past couple of years that maybe you didn't know before?
Well, in the communication squad, you learn, first of all, the various means of communications and social media and things like that. But then also you're supplied with wonderful information about the utilization of the soybean, for example,
mm-hmm.
and how positive that is. Now, let me give you an example. I had no idea that Goodyear Tire and Rubber was doing this, but Goodyear Tire and Rubber, most of their, quite a few of their car tires are now containing soybean oil, and they're reducing their use of petroleum in their tires and upgrading their use of soybean oil in tires. So as a result of that, I only put Goodyear tires on my car because I believe in supporting us and our processes. Soy diesel is another example. Soy diesel is a fuel that I run on my farm, and I'm paying myself, supporting the soybean network. And I believe in those processes of utilizing our products. The last one I'm going to mention is a really good one. Everybody's newspaper, soybean oil, soybean ink is used in 95% of the newspaper production in the United States. Regular ink has gone out and soybean ink has taken over. So I think it's wonderful, all these things I've learned about utilization of soybeans and things like that, and I want to learn more.
So let me ask you, what advice do you give young farmers? We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to know, you know, if a young farmer comes up and say, you know, I'm struggling with this, or I'm having trouble with that, or, you know, it's really starting to wear on me. What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that I understand that very well because when we first started out in our first 10 years, my wife and I, we really struggled. And we were very, very conservative. You have to be conservative. You have to be accepting of using farm machinery that isn't too shiny. And I went to every seminar and learning process I possibly could that was free, because that's what got me started on the cover crops,
mm-hmm.
and that's what got me started on soil conservation. And let me give you another example. A test plot, test results from Iowa soybeans showed that I could lower my seed cost by $7 an acre by reducing how many seeds I planted per acre. I look for things like that all the mm-hmm. time. And when I talk to people, I say, please look at these things. Ask these people for help. Iowa Soybean, they're the most helpful people I know. They came out and worked with me on a test plot and were having really not so good results this year because of the drought, but mm-hmm. they supplied me with all the information for free that I needed. I use all those resources like that as much as I possibly can because I want to learn.
So how can we find you on Instagram and YouTube?
It's Where's Pat?
Where's Pat?
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, we are out of time, but it's been a pleasure visiting with you, and I hope we get a chance to visit again. Again, thank you for your time, and let's hope we can get this drought over and you can have a great rest of the growing season.
I really do, too, and thank you for allowing me to represent farmers on the radio.
It is our pleasure. Pat Merkin, who farms near Story City, our guest today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.